Good evening, Abosai. Good evening. The halachas of a kos pogum. There's a lot of misconceptions about that. And let's clarify them once for good. Kos pogum, kos which was used, can you afterwards pour it back into the bottle? Can you not? When, what happens if you, somebody drinks it a little bit. What happens if a person pours into a different cup? All the halachas will be clarified tonight in Mitzvah shortly. Okay, we're up to page 172, the bottom line. That the halacha is as follows with regards, it's specifically talking about benching. But the truth is, the concept of a kois pogum is not only with regards to benching. We know the same halacha will apply also when you make kiddush, when you make havdalah, well, kiddush even more so. The kois needs to be not pogum. He must not have been blemished. The kois that you're making kiddush with, once you're drinking from it, it's going to be pogum, blemished, and then you can't, it's not fit for use anymore. So if you drink a little bit and then you want to use it for kiddush, or for benching for that matter, or for havdalah, then it's pogum and you can't use it anymore. So let us clarify these halachas, which again, it's not only with regards to birkas hamazon, but it stretches into other areas as well. Toich shelo yeh pogum, it must be, again, bottom line of page 172. Toich, it must be shelo yeh pogum. The kois must not be pogum, which again literally means blemished, like a pgam. Sheim shosem imenu, if you drank from the kois, if you drank from the becha, if you drank from that cup of wine, pogomo, you made it pogum. Even a minute amount. Literally just a sip, just a tiny bit, the kois now becomes pogum. Avol, but im shafach memenu lesoich yodoi, oi keli, if you had that becha, you had that cup, and you poured into a second vessel, into a second cup, oi kli, or into any vessel, into any cup, then the former cup where the wine initially was, is not considered pogum at all. It's fine. It's still fit for use. So it's only if you literally drink from it, then it's considered pogum. So if you drink and now you want to make kiddush with it, you can't. If you drink and you want to bench now on a kois with it, you can't. But if you pour it a little bit into a different cup and now you want to make kiddush with it, then it's okay because you didn't actually physically drink from it. It's the fact that you drank from the cup to make the pogum. Ve'afilu shosa me'akad. Even if you drank from the barrel, smaller barrel, or mechavis ktana from all types of size of barrels, have a pogum, it's considered pogum. These are smaller sized kind of, what are those called? That, it's a decanter. If you drank from that, it's considered pogum. Havalim shosa. But if you drank me'achovis from a large barrel, shel eitz gdoila from a large wooden barrel, ein lahakpid, you don't have to be makpid. So if you had this big barrel and you were just ever so thirsty and you just drank a little bit from that, that does not make the whole container, the whole barrel, pogum. It won't. From a smaller container, it does. But if it's a really large kind of barrel, which has gallons and gallons and gallons of wine in it, then it's not going to make it pogum. En lehakpid, he says. V'yesh misha oima, and some say, shafilu mayim pgumim psulim limzoik bohem koshel brocha. Some say that even if you have, shafilu mayim pgumim, that even if you have water, which you have tasted a little bit, that will be considered pogum. Remember in previous generations, the wine that came was very, very, very strong, very, very strong, and you needed to dilute it with water. You had a very, very, a concentrate of wine, and you need to add quite a lot of water to it. Now, if you have that wine, which is to be diluted, and the wine itself is not pogum, but you have a liter, you have water that you want to pour into to dilute the wine to make it drinkable. Now, and you're drinking a bit of the water to before you add it onto the wine, and that will also make the wine pogum. Because again, you drank from the water, you're pouring out, you drank from the actual container, from the actual bottle, from the actual vessel, you drank from that, you're pouring, it's becoming pogum, now the whole wine is going to become pogum. Psulim limzoik bem koshel brocha, you won't be able to use that for a koshel brocha. Right, so these are the halachos of pogum. Sif Kotten Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, four lines from the bottom in page 172, Pogomoy. Ve'einoy roi oid levoy chorov birkas hamazon. Once it's pogum, you cannot make a bracha on it. Vuaden, and similarly, as mentioned earlier, lekiddush, for kiddush,
Shabbos and Yom Tov, v'avdol and avdol. Kedah lekamon tzim reish ein alef, reish tzadivov. V'afilu tov amin, like, mashu ba'alma.
Even if you had a minute amount, just a sip of a tiny bit, you drank from it, the whole cup is pogum now. If you poured the soich yodos, if got nutches bottom line, v'adin, and similarly, im tamoy beds boy, if you drank, you put your finger in and you licked your finger, that's dafka im shosemen bepiv gomoy. If you put your finger in, it's you put your finger in and you lick your finger, that will not make it pogum. It's only if you drank with your lip. You drank with your lip. Absolutely, absolutely. That's without a doubt. I think that's what Mishnah Berurah has in mind over here. On Leil HaSeida, we do by the Asara Makas, a very universal minhag. Is some have the minhag to the small finger or the main finger that you pull by the ten makas, we pull out a bit. By dayenu, yes, depending on minhagim. So the minhag is actually that some people have the minhag to pour to refill it. Do you refill again?
Yeah.
So if you refill, it's for not for the reason of pogum, because as the Mishnah Berurah mentions over here, it's not becoming pogum from putting a finger in. It will not become pogum. It will only become pogum if you actually physically drink from it with your lip. But the reason why we refill again is for another reason, but it's not because of pogum, because it will not become pogum by putting a finger into the wine. An interesting shaila that the poskim ask, actually quite early poskim, was a chiddush to me, since when straws actually exist. I thought it's quite a modern invention, but it's not. And even the earlier poskim a couple of centuries ago already asked, what happens with a straw if you drink from a straw? You put a straw in and you drink. Does that make the kois pogum, yes or not? Absolutely.
It seems to do with hygiene, though.
It's not really hygiene. It's not directly hygiene. But it's true that with a straw will be fine. Chavayoy Paskins, that if you drink from a straw, it doesn't become a coat. Then it's similar to if, as you had the coat, you'd pour into a different cup, it's fine. Similarly, it's not considered a pogum. Similarly, if you have a straw and you drink through the straw,
it's not direct.
Let's put it that might be the wording. That might be the correct word.
It's direct. It's not direct.
Yeah, so it wouldn't actually become pogum, which is an interesting halacha. In theory, yeah. So what would you gain from it? So if you want to drink before Havdalah, what would be the scenario? You want to drink before Havdalah and then afterwards continue? Yeah, I'm saying in theory, I suppose. You know, yeah. Good. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said that if you have a particularly large barrel and you drink from the particularly large barrel, it will not become pogum. It says, Ein lehakbit. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees here in the name of the Achronim in Sefkot and Chavalef. And he says, Ein lehakbit. V'yesh machmirin abazen sama machmir. V'yesh loch oshet Yivrayim, you should be passing like those opinions that hold. You have a particularly large barrel, contains hundreds and hundreds of liters. There's a tap there. If you take a bit from that, barrel, it will become pogum. And you're going to have a problem. Although Shulchan Aruch says, in le'akbit, Mishnah Berurah says, we are machme on that. Siv Dalet. Okay, the gentlemen sitting around the table, they all had a cup, and all their cups were pogum. They drank from it a little bit, and all their cups is pogum. You can pour from the kois brocha into that, and that will be fine. And some hold that you don't need to. So the idea is, as Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Chof, Sefkot Chof Gimel Shmuel explains, "Imo you perish." Every person around the table has a cup. And then at the end of the meal, they all make a bir priagofen. They all drink a little bit from their cups. However, they're all pogum. They all drank previously from the cup a bit, so it's pogum. So you can save the day, says the Shulchan Aruch, by pouring a little bit of the balabais, pouring a little bit from his own cup into each of them prior to the bracha, then it would be considered saving the day and it's not considered pogum anymore.
We're learning
that all their cups are pogum. They want to make a bracha b'pri hagafen, but it's pogum. So we say, don't make a bracha b'pri hagafen if it's pogum. Don't. So we're learning, the Shulchan Aruch says now, Chiddush according to Mishneh Berurah, and that's really a key concept, that you can save the day over here. If the person with the Baal HaBayis takes from his cup, and he pours a little bit, before he makes the bracha, he takes from his, and he pours into each of them a little bit, that is fine. They are not considered pogum now. You have now fixed the pogum of the cups, yeah.
Sorry, this is before they drank?
Yeah. No, they have drunk during the meal. They have drunk. And it's pogum now. But you want to make a prayer goffin. So how do you save the day? By the balabais giving a bill.
Well, they made a prayer goffin at the beginning. So why don't
you take it? They want to bench a la kois. It's an Indian, let's say. They all want to bench a la kois.
So why can't the first bracha be used from the first bracha?
Because you are benching a la kois. You want to make a bench and after say prayer goffin. So how are you gonna manage that? We'll see. There's a very relevant halacha lemaaseh implication to that chiddush. We'll get to that in a minute. Pardon? Oh, we'll get to that as well. Give it a minute. Give it 1 minute. So we're learning over here that it's not a problem. We'll get to that in a minute. When else will you care about it being pogum? Yeah. Now we'll see more in a minute, which is very relevant. Sif Hein Shulchan Aruch says the following: He mechze yain shel kois pogum lekankan. If you returned wine from the cup pogum lekankan into the wine, into the bottle, into the barrel, yeah. Hayain shel bekankan kosher. The wine in the barrel, in the decanter, is kosher. Mishum the kama bottle. Okay, Rabbi Isai, imagine the following. Imagine the following scenario, Rabbi Isai. You don't like wine. Does that happen to anybody? Yeah. Okay. Now, you ran out of grape juice. Imagine the following. All you have is a bottle of wine. So you're making kiddush on that. You haven't got a choice. But now you're drinking a little bit. And then you've got a bit of leftover wine. It happens to be an expensive wine. Well, even if it's not expensive wine, you don't know what to do with the rest of the wine. You don't want to drink it. You just don't fancy wine. You don't like wine. It's too strong. You don't like it. You have a half a cup of wine left. Or even more, depending on the size of the kois you've got. Now, you don't know what to do with it. You don't want to waste it. To pour it down the drain is a shame. It's bal tashchis at the very least. But you don't know what to do with it. So, can you pour it back into the bottle? Can you? Or can you not? Will you make everything pogum or not? So you're saying, Moshe says, you will. Will you make everything else pogum? Will you make the rest
of drank a bit of the wine.
You have indeed. You made kiddush on it.
You wouldn't put it back in the bottle anyway. It's unhealthy to put it back in the bottle.
You're going to be the one drinking the bottle. Assume you're the only one who's going to drink that bottle.
It's going to be the majority of the bottle.
Oh, you're saying if the majority of the bottle is still in there, then it's fine. It's going to be bottle.
And you're going to pour a bit into the cup first and then into the bottle.
Oh! Oh, we'll get to that. Okay. Oh, very nice. Okay, so the first we're learning now, Shulchan Aruch says, Yimechze yayin shel kois pogum lekankan. Hayayin shel bekankan kosher. Shulchan Aruch says that you can do that. Yes, you can take the remains of the becha and pour it back into the bottle. Assuming that a genie, you're not considered that. You can, and why is that achikli considered okay? Why don't you say that the whole bottle becomes pogum? The reason is because it's a fascinating halachic concept of kama bottle, which literally means kama, first bottle becomes bottle. It's a halachic concept that every tiny bit of drop of liquid that falls into the bottle becomes bottle, nullified in the bottle. It means that even if there's not a majority left, arguably, that even every bit that comes in becomes bottle becomes bottle until the half a cup that you put in is all in there. Yeah, more than in the cup. Maybe it's not even so possible, but let's assume. So come a bottle, and that's why. So really, halachically speaking, you could really just pour it back. You drink a bit of, you drink, it's become pogum, but now you pour it back into the bottle.
The Mishnah Berurah says, however, the following. Sef Kotten Chav Zayin, Mishnah Berurah Kosher, the Dafke B'Di'evet, this is only B'Di'evet. Habilachatchila also lasses Kain.
Yes, B'Di'evet, it's fine. B'Di'evet, you can pour it back in, and it's accepted, so it's to the Pogum, you can still use the bottle for other Kiddush.
But, Lechatchila, don't do that. Habilachin Noyagim Lohisiv Olov Mitchila Me'at Makankin Vizem Mesukon. Kmo B'Sivov, Achkan Choyfchin Oysol Lekankin Vos Kosher Yain Loitzeboch.
Mishnah Berurah says, But yeah, but it's fine. But lechatchila, don't do that. Lechatchila, what you should do is the following. Lechatchila, you could, and that's going back to the earlier sif. If you have that pogum cup, we're learning that the concept mentioned earlier. If I have a pogum cup and I pour a bit from non-pogum wine into the cup, I have now fixed this pogum cup. It's not pogum anymore. So instead of pouring it back into the bottle, which makes it come a bottle, which is fine, but you have it, better than that, what you could do is take from a non-pogum source and pour it in a little bit, and then this wine is now sorted as not being pogum, and that's the chatchila, and that you can pour back into the bottle and you are fine. And that is what many people do. So if you have got wine, you don't want to waste it. You're making kiddush, you don't want to waste it. You're making avdolah, you don't want to waste it. And you have got any, what you can do, that's Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila, it's fine to do that. A lot of yidden do that on a weekly basis. If you have got this wine that is left over from kiddush, and you don't want to waste it, you're making kiddush and you just avdolah, whatever it is, you could just add a bit of non-pogum after drinking from it. You drank from the kiddush pogum. You add a bit, and it doesn't have to be as much as you had before. You add a bit to it, and now you pour it back into the bottle, and it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
You're right. I'm now seeing now what you mentioned earlier. Sivkot Chofres says, Mama, your point, Mr. Berlin. That the Kamakama bottle, Mishnah Berurah says, Ubilvach, the top line of the next paragraph, Ubilvach, Shia Yain, Shebekank, and Yoisam Yain, Shebekoy. That Mama's your point. Ubilvach, and only Shia Yain, Shia Yain, Shebekank, and the bottle has got more liquid than in the cup. That's what was your point. So when you're relying on kamakam bottle, you have to ensure that there is more wine in the bottle than was in the cup. About kamakam bottle. Okay. So okay, does this make sense, Abayisai? Yeah.
If you do like half the cup, if the cup has more wine than in the bottle, if you do half the cup then wait, then what wine is gone into the bottle,
and it's been bottled. And then you do the next half of the cup afterwards, and it's also still less than what's in the bottle.
Yeah.
You're saying that even if you've got more in the cup than in the bottle, nevertheless, you should say come a bottle.
Yes, because
So you're right that halachically speaking, you're right. I think it is, if I'm not mistaken from your idea, the reason why this is because it appears, you're right, essentially you're right, but from looking externally, it will look strange, and therefore, that really, 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 kama bottle would work like that, and every drop that comes in becomes nullified, but since it would look strange, therefore,
you could in theory,
yeah. But Mishnah Berurah is machmed that you have to have more, you have to introduce more in the bottle initially. So you're right, halachically it would work, but it just would look wrong, and therefore you can't do it. Yeah, I don't know if that, maybe after a certain point you're going to say, it's fine, maybe, yeah. Good.
Can I just clarify? So wine has become pogum.
Yeah.
You can't say great for a coffee or not.
Correct. I mean, we're saying that, but yeah, but b'shas etchak you could. We're going to see in Tziv Zayin. If there's nothing else available, you could. But yeah, but Tziv Zayin, we're going to see that shortly. Let's take a see that and say Vav. You can be fixing a pogum cup halidei through shoyisifu me'adyayim by adding a bit of wine into it. That's what we just mentioned now. Ve'afirun even halidei shoyisifu of ma'im miskin. Even if you add a bit of water, it doesn't have to be the same liquid. So if you haven't got any wine left, so you could just add a bit of different liquid. You can add a bit of apple juice, a bit of water. By adding that little bit, you're now making it non-pogum anymore. You're making it all right, and I can put it back into the initial bottle. And the truth, the Mishnah Berurah explains the reasoning behind that. The rationale is, if gotten choftes is, you can fix it. Why? The Indian pogum, the concept of pogum, ain't no possible mamash. It's not a virtual, it's not a real, genuine blemish. Absurd, invalid, it's not invalid now. Hello, only pgam be'alma, it's a general concept of idea. Of mishum sheshtosam imenu me'at, since you drank a little bit from it, so it's become pogum. Lekach, and therefore kshechoyza, when you come back, or most when you add olav, when you add back to it, nase mesukon bekach, it now becomes mesukon. It now becomes salted by doing that. So it doesn't have to be literally the same liquid. It could be any liquid. The fact you're adding now, it's not a real blemish. You drank from it. You're adding a bit of liquid to it, and it's fine now. Yeah.
Start adding extra water.
Absolutely, you're 100% right. Nowadays, you better be careful, because if you add too much water to it, it's not going to be grape juice anymore. That's what Mishnah Berurah actually is concerned about that. Sifkot Lamed, he says, V'davka k'shayayin cholok, is only if it's a very strong wine. K'shayayinu miskalkele de meziga, if you're adding water to a strong wine, it won't matter, because it's fine. But if you're adding a lot of water into a weak wine, you're spoiling, it's not wine anymore. He'll be some sort of juice. Another Mishnah Berurah which I missed earlier, which is important to be mentioned, is does it matter? I mean, just conceptually, if you make Kiddush, you're going to drink a bit of your wine, and then after you're going to pour into the Mesubim. So what happens really is that everybody else is drinking from a Kois Pogum. Does that matter? They're also having Kiddush or Havdalah through that wine, and is that a problem? The fact that you're drinking from it, and now you're drinking from Kois Pogum.
Some people pour in the cup before they drink.
Indeed, some people are makpit that they will not drink after the bracha straight away. They will pour into a different cup, and then they drink, and these people don't have pogum, and that's a very interesting hanoga. But I'm not referring to that. If person is that hanoga, that's excellent. It's excellent. But you need to be makapit on that or not?
Yes.
You do? Yeah. The truth is, there would be two reasons why a person could be makapit for that. Firstly, because of what we just mentioned now, that they don't drink pogum. And secondly, of an earlier sif that we mentioned, that we had by the sim, and that speaks about all the etiquette of the meal. We said that you can't drink from ideally, your person shouldn't share the same cup. So that's really the same idea. So the Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't understand what people are making in that, because correct. No, even more wine, there's that halacha that really one shouldn't drink from the same. One shouldn't drink if you drink and after somebody else drinks from it. He's not so posh. He says that he doesn't know why people think that mitzvah is different. He says that the minig is to be maker, but he's not sure what the reason is. But anyway, do you have to be makpid on that, or could you just drink and after pass it on? Yeah. Right.
And second thing is, presumably between the person and his wife, there's not the same hakpada about
yeah.
the same cup.
Okay. Okay, I hear that, and that's really a point that will be discussed in the later simon. But Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Mishnah Berurah says, and we'll finish off with that for tonight, and say, Kodem Chavdalet, Mikois Pocha, Verim Rak HaMavoich Levad Oichez HaKois Levadoi. So I'm going back to Sifkot Chav Dalet. That if the person is the only one having a cup, which is the scenario we're just addressing now, af she'oz ha'mesubim bal kocham termin, all the mesubim, they are, by definition, drink from his cup, termin they taste, mekois pogum, they're all drinking from, indirectly from mekois pogum, acha, after she'oz ha'ud that he drank, loy echbaslan, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Kevan, since the metchilah yekoy shalim, it was initially a cup, a complete cup, which was whole, which was complete. Fekulu kechat choshiv, and they're all considered one. They're all coming from that. They're all considered as one. It's all they're coming from his drinking. They're all considered one. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah so says it's not a problem. You don't have to be worried about that. If you're making a bracha and you're drinking from it, and they're all coming from your kiddush, they're all drinking from your cup. That's all kechad chashiv, it's all considered one. And there's no concern of pogum. The lashon of the Mishnah is very interesting, but it's all, the kulu kechad chashiv, they're all relying on your bracha, they're all making kiddush from you, they're all drinking from you, kulu kechad chashiv, it's all considered one unit. One unit, and therefore it's acceptable and it's fine, and you do not have to be concerned about that. You don't have to be concerned. And maybe just finish Siv Zayin. Peshas Adchak Mevorchin Al Kois Pogim. If there's nothing else available, you could drink from a Kois Pogim. If there's nothing else available, you could drink from. If all you have is a Kois Pogim, you could. Don't say I'm not going to make Kiddush. Don't say I'm not going to make Havdalah. Don't say I can't make a Brocha. No, the halacha is that even if you've got a Kois Pogim, all you've got is a Kois Pogim, you could still go for it. Peshas Adchak if nothing else available. Okay, to recap very briefly what we learned tonight. We learned all about Hilchos Pogim. We learned that if a person drank from a cup, it's considered Pogim. If it was not literally drank from, if it was put into a different cup or even a straw, we learned it's not considered pogum. A big barrel, Shulchan Aruch says, it wouldn't be a problem. Mishnah Berurah says one should be makpid. If a person drank from a kois pogum, then if a person drank from a kois pogum and then he added a bit of something, it's not pogum anymore and it's perfectly in order. Less so, but yeah, but it's acceptable if you drank a kois pogum, you pour it back, kama bottle, you pour it back into the decanter, into the bottle, that's fine as well, but the avet, and it's not possible to pogum anymore. And similarly, we learned also that if a person makes kiddush and everybody else drinks from that, then it's fine as well, and there wouldn't be a chisson of pogum. Good evening, Abbasai.